Well, we are so grateful to have all of you here tonight. I look around and it looks like we have about 12 first-time visitors, parents of bus kids. And so we are glad to see all of y'all here tonight. And we are thankful that you allow us every Wednesday to have your kids, to love on them, teach them the Word of God, to have an enjoyable time over in the Discovery Club program. And they're going to make a presentation tonight about different things that they've learned this first half of the year. They do two presentations a year, Christmas time and then at the final one. So they're going to come here just real quickly, and you will enjoy every minute of it. But let me tell you, thank you so much for just trusting us with your kids. It is a blessing to have them.
Please stand for the pledges. To the American flag, attention, salute, pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
To the Christian flag, attention, salute, pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag.
Tell you what it's really all about.
And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said,
and when she saw him, she was troubled at the saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her,
fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God, and thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end.
And Mary said unto the angel,
how shall this be, seeing I know not a man?
And Mary answered, and the angel answered and said unto her,
the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore, the holy thing which shall be born unto thee shall be called the Son of God.
Thank you.
field, keeping watch over their flock by night.
And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. And the angel said to them,
"Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be unto all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, that ye shall find the babe, wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger."
And there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying,
children. Now it's time for our award part of the program. The kids worked very hard the entire year so that they can get awards. First of all, I'm going to recognize some kids. We have 16 new members since August, which is phenomenal. Most of these kids came as a result of Vacation Bible School. Like a child being invited from Vacation Bible School. And then we have two kids that They apparently invite everybody they see, because most of the visitors are because of two kids in our group, which are bus kids, so that's phenomenal. When I call your name, I want you to stand. I want all of our new kids to be recognized. Chad Kowalski, Emmanuel Riley Clark, Jordan Blanchett, Amaya Clay, Braden Sherry Dixon, Summer Sherry Dixon, Yariel, Zena, where's Zena? Okay, there you are. Rihanna, Ava, Gabby, Jordan, and Judith. And we actually have two visitors tonight. And that is Kennedy Arnold. She actually came to our kickoff in August and hadn't been able to come until tonight. She was re-invited tonight and she came, so we're glad she came. Did you stand, Kennedy? And we also have Emily. She came like twice and now she's back again tonight, so we're glad. Give these kids a hand. And they get this if they invite two friends that come between August and now. So we have a few kids that invited one visitor, so they don't get the award, but we still want to recognize them. So if I call your, you guys can sit. If I call your name, stand. Gabby Wright, and she's one of our new kids, and she invited someone. Valissa's not here. And Desiree Joseph. Where's Desiree? All right, Desiree. Okay, you guys can sit. And then these children, they earned the Fishers of Men pin. Now, Amaya Clay, she's probably earned it about five times. But she only gets one pin. She can get another one next quarter. Amaya, come and get your pin. Neera, she's also a super inviter. She has brought lots of friends. Neera, come and get your pin. Kylie Gase and Samara Gase. Teachers to help with the pens. We also give out an award for Sunday school attendance. We let them miss one Sunday. So from August until this past Sunday, these kids have either had perfect attendance or missed one Sunday. And I will call them out. Okay, when I call your name, come and get your pen. Riley Stockton. Sarah Spencer. Neera Rowland. Summer Sherry Dixon. And Landon Mann. Wednesday nights. And we also allow them to miss one Wednesday night and still get the pen, because people do get sick or their parents have something that they make them participate in. So we give them a little grace. But I want you to notice how much our kids love Wednesday night. They like church too, Sundays, but we had 5 Sunday school attendance pins. We have 16 Discovery Club attendance pins. Adeline Metcalf. Brayden Sherry Dixon. Riley Stockton. Chaz Kowalski. Daniel Metcalf. Emmanuel. Erica Garcia. And we love Erica. She used to live behind us, and she's been coming, I don't know, I think since she was 4. And she comes every Wednesday night. It's rare that Erica ever misses. Kendrick Mann, Kylie Gates, Landon Mann, Luke Metcalf, and I ran into Luke and his papa today at the Dollar Tree. And he saw me, and he looked, his eyes got real bright, and he said, oh, you're my teacher. And I said, yes, I am. So I was happy that he recognized me. Can bring in something that we can mail to the missionaries. or they can do a community outreach project with the church. For example, we participated in the St. Cloud Float, and during that project, the church, the people that participated, passed out 4,000 tracts and invited 4,000 people to church. We had kids that participated in that, so they're earning the missions pin. Those children are Ashlyn Bond. I have to say. Haley Mann, Landon Mann, Kendrick Mann, Brett Mann, Natalie Carlton, Chloe Bond, Chloe. Chaz Kowalski, Sarah Spencer, and Bronny Stockton. Certificate of Merit Awards. Now these awards are earned, we have books, and the books are according to their age level. We have helpers, which are 4 and 5 year olds. We have watchmen, which are 1st and 2nd grade. We have lawyer, which are 3rd and 4th grade, and then champion are 5th, 6th, and 7th grade. They work at their a self-study book. Of course, the 4 year olds, the teachers have to help, and the 1st and 2nd grades, the teachers have to help. Their self-study books, they have to read the information, write the answers to the questions, and memorize Bible verses. And for completing a book, they get a certificate. So these are the children who completed books. This section of our club, which would be from August until now. Desiree Joseph, Blue Helper. Rep Man Helper, Green Book. Rep Man Helper, Purple Book. Kylie Gase, Helper, Green Book. Amaya Clay, Warrior, Gold Book. Kendrick Mann, Warrior, Green Book. Landon Mann, Warrior, Green Book. Warrior, Gold Book. Briley Stockton, Champion, Blue Book. Samara Gase, Warrior, Purple Book. Sarah Spencer, Champion, Blue Book. Each section, helper, watchman, warrior, there's 6 different books in each section. That's why they're in different colors, because it depends on which book the child is currently in. Now we also have a pen, it's called Cadet Leader Second Class Silver Pen. Now this pen is earned by the child that completes at least 3 books in 1 year. And we have a child that qualifies for that, Rhett Mann. Now Brett is a helper, and he will be a helper until August when we start back. Like, like we're going to take a Christmas break, and then we'll go January to June and have a presentation like this again. We'll have a summer break, and then we'll start back. Well, Rhett won't be in the first grade until August, so he doesn't get to move up to the next level until August. But we have a dilemma because he's completed all of his books in his section. So give him a hand for completing everything for books. And that concludes our awards section. Now I have a couple of other things. Our teachers are really great. So I just want to give them a little something to say thank you. And I also, we have some special helpers that I would like to say thank you. It's just cookies and pretzels. Sorry, guys. Miss Vivian Russell came over to my house and we baked for 2 days because we baked cookies and pretzels for all the kids and all the teachers. So that was a lot of cookies and pretzels. But Miss Kim is the one who sews our vest on, so we want to say thank you to her. She sews the pins and the patches on the vest, which is really hard work. All those kids that came up and got certificates have to get their vest and tell her what patch to sew on it. So she's going to have some work ahead of her. I think I should have given her a lot more cookies. Pastor, because he drives the bus. Most of these kids come on the bus, and they would not be here if it wasn't for the pastor driving the bus. We also have Brother Scott. Are you in here? He is our other bus driver. Now, I was making a joke the other day. We were kind of counting out the kids on the pastor's bus and on Brother Scott's bus, and I don't know, deacons, we need to do something about the pastor because his bus doesn't have as many kids as Brother Scott's.
Are you wanting me to do
the other thing? Okay. Is my lapel mic not working? They're messing with me. I don't like standing in front of people. I don't like talking. And I hate it so much, I got married in the courthouse. Because I didn't want to walk down the aisle in front of a bunch of people staring at me. Okay, now, our church loves our kids, so we did an adopt-a-child type program for our Discovery kids. Now, obviously, this is for our kids who come all the time, because we don't know if we're going to get any visitors, but when I call your, now listen guys, I'm going to give you a package. And as hard as it's going to be, you're not going to open it. You're not going to look in it. You're going to hold it and hug on it until you get home. Okay. When you get your package, the pastor wants you to go out on the stage and line up, okay? We just want to hurt you guys.
Okay, we will not be long, I promise you that. There is no way we're going to hold them kids from getting into those gifts. So we're going to hurry right along. I just want to tell you, Friday night we have our Christmas cantata, the most wonderful time of the year. And the kids have been practicing, and if you would, they have a part in it. All of them have a part. If you could have them back here Friday night, if you'd love, we'd love to have them come back here Friday night. They need to be here about a quarter till, the kids. 20 till would be great, so they could come and take part of that. If they can't, we understand that. That'd be fine. But we'd love to have them back because they do have a part this Friday night. And also Sunday morning, if they are able to come, they have a part. Now, I don't think Friday night we will not be able to run the buses. So parents, you'd have to bring them so they can be a part of it. It's just too busy of a night for all the church members. It's a pretty good size. I think it entails well over half our church is going to be involved in the cantata part. But we'd love to have you bring your kids back Friday night, 7 o'clock. And then, of course, you come as well. And then Sunday morning at 11 o'clock, we'll be doing a second performance of that. I do want to just read a few portions of Scripture before we are dismissed. And just mention a little bit from the Word of God and the Christmas spirit. And what it's all about. In Matthew chapter number 1, the Bible says in verse number 18. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. And verse 25 says, and he knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son and called his name Jesus. Now, the thought I would like to share with you just for 5 minutes, if that, I promise you it will not be long, is now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. And that word wise means manner or this way. It was in this manner or in this way. And in Luke chapter number 2, you have a more concise version of events that took place on that wonderful day. And I would have you first to know about the birth of Christ, that it was very wonderful. It was a wonderful time, a wonderful event. In Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 15, it talks about the angels. Now, of course, we had a couple of kids doing the angels and telling us what the Bible said about the angel and everything that went on there. But if you'll notice the reading of the Word of God in Luke chapter number 2 and verse number 8, the Bible says in Luke chapter 2 and verse number 8, "And there was in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over the flock, their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And they were sore afraid, and the angel said unto them, Fear not, behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be unto all people. And unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." And verse 14 says, they began to sing, singing, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." The birth of Christ on this wise was a wonderful birth for many reasons. First, it was prophesied way back in the Old Testament. Isaiah, Matthew, Micah testified and prophesied of the birth of Christ. And then you have the angels showing up and they're singing a wonderful song there about Christ. But in verse 14, you'll notice that it was toward all men. The birth of the Lord Jesus Christ brought an inclusion for all people. Underneath the Judea way of doing things, the Israeli way of doing things, the way of worship, it was very strict, very strict. But when Christ came, he brought goodwill toward all men. And if you know about the birth of Christ, then you probably know more about the death of Christ. And when Christ hung on the cross at Calvary, the Bible says that the veil was rent in the holies of holies, which gave access. Years ago, in the Old Testament way of worship, the only person could go into the Holy of Holies was the high priest once a year. But Christ came that he might bring goodwill toward all men. And it was very inclusive to everybody. Everybody had opportunity to know about Jesus. And the Bible says there that there would be goodwill toward all men. In verse 11, God, the Bible says, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior." So it was a wonderful birth. It was inclusive that everybody had opportunity to know about the birth. And not only that, it was salvation was offered to all people. The Bible says the grace of God has appeared to all men. The Bible said, John 3:16, "For God so loved the world." And it was salvation for everyone and for all people. But it was not only that, it was an eternal plan. This plan was set down by God from everlasting to everlasting. Now, the Bible says in Revelation 13:8 that Jesus Christ was a lamb slain from the very foundation of the earth. So you have this lamb, and we're going through the birth, and we're hearing about this, and we're reading about this, as you go into Luke chapter 2, verses 25 through 38, you have a man named Simeon. You have a prophetess there also by the name of Anna. And they were waiting by the temple. And they were waiting for one purpose and one purpose only. They had heard and read and studied about the birth of Christ in the Old Testament. And this is what Simon said here in verse number 30, "For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared for the face of all people." I mean, Christmas is a wonderful time of the year. Where our church put up a little tree. We called it the angel tree, adoption tree. They took names, not names, they took ages and gender off, and they bought these gifts according to that. Well, when God sent forth his son, born of a virgin, laying in that manger, it was more than just a gift at birth. He was looking down through time that he might offer the free gift of salvation to all men. Not because they were from a certain region, a certain color, a certain household, a certain business degree. It was goodwill toward all men. And that free gift, the gift of God, is a gift of salvation that is offered through Jesus Christ and him alone. And when we have Christmas time and we study the story of Christmas, and we have plays where we put on the story of Christmas, we must understand one thing, that the gift of birth of Christ from that virgin had one end and one end only. And that was that he would go to the cross of Calvary, die on that cross to pay the sin debt of all men. And as he paid that sin debt, the third day he was buried, the third day he rose again as proof. And the Bible says, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, a gift of God, lest any man should boast. We're not able to stand here and boast that we're good people. The Bible says, for there's none good, no, not one. I mean, we do a lot of stuff for our community. We ride buses. We give out tracts. We invite kids in. We have all these programs, but that doesn't make us good. What does do something different in our life is the fact that one day we realize that the gift of God, his son, was born in that manger, lived a sinless life, died on the cross of Calvary, that we might have eternal life. And we put faith in Christ and him alone. And he lives within us.
Amen.
And we want to share that message with everybody we come in contact with. I love my church. I pastor the most wonderful church on this earth. But our church cannot get you to heaven. Only Christ and him alone. Only Christ. And we want to tell everybody that Jesus loves you. That God gave his son that you might enjoy eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
And we want to invite you back this Friday and have you come back and be part of the cantata. We'd love to have you come back Sunday. But if you never come back to our church again, I want to see you in heaven. And the only way you're going to be seen in heaven or be in heaven is to know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. No other way. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you, Lord, that we've had opportunity to enjoy these kids that come into our church to teach them about Jesus. God, there's parents tonight here visiting with us that have given us that privilege. They could have said no, their kids were not coming. But God, they allowed them to come. They come tonight to see what their kids have been learning. God, I pray that you have touched their heart. Let them know that if they're not saved, that you love them and you want to be their Savior. God, if they are saved, that you love them and you want a relationship with them, which entails them being part of your perfect will. And that perfect will is raising up children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Help them as parents to love you with all their heart and to see that their kids learn about you and know you through them and their testimony. Thank you for this wonderful opportunity to share the message of Christmas, Christ Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.